Dr. Jean Houston is an internationally celebrated teacher, philosopher, lecturer, and author. She is renowned for her pioneering work into the cultivation of human capacities. Dr. Houston is a co-director of the Foundation for Mind Research and the founder and director of the Mystery School, a program of spiritual study and sacred psychology based on the principles of the ancient mystery schools. She blends myth, history, humor, music, and meditation to empower and quicken the human spirit. Her many books include The Passion of Isis and Osiris, A Mythic Life, The Possible Human, and The Hero and the Goddess. The following program took place on Amuse and Express, a radio show dedicated to Earth's emergence into planetary consciousness, on March 26, 1996.
Welcome aboard Amuse and Express. I'm your host, Esther Francis, and today's program is the first in an ongoing series of programs featuring music, conversation, poetry, and laughter as we celebrate Earth and participate in the birthing of planetary consciousness. Our first guest is a person who is a prototype. She embodies the possible planetary person and has dedicated her life to teaching people how to awaken to and appreciate their capacities to be fully human. She has authored many books and kindled the minds and hearts of her students in over 40 countries. She is a philosopher, comedian, psychologist, teacher, and then some. Today we will invite her to share with us some of her ideas contained in her two newest books, Isis and Osiris and A Mythic Life. Our guest today is Dr. Jean Houston. Welcome, Jean.
Thank you, Esther.
Good it's a great pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you.
You have a scope that many of us don't have, traveling the planet as you do. And you've come in contact with people from all cultures, people that are indigenous and people that are high-ranking. I feel that this perspective...
You know, a lot of the indigenous people are pretty high-ranking in the soul.
You
I would reverse it's, that.
Yes, yes, and that's... There's often an inverse relationship between the world and what is. You speak in your book about fractals.
Yes.
And I love it. You use this term a lot. I'm an astrologer, and I find that the study of astrology is really the study of fractals. Fractals are patterns. Could you tell our listening audience how you find this principle to awaken and empower people?
I mean, the principle of the fractal?
Yes.
Yes. Well, a fractal is a pattern that is a pattern of repetition in ascending and descending orders in nature. A fractal, a broccoli is a fractal. You can see the tiny little flowerlets, you know, in the broccoli, and then you can see the big broccoli, or let's say a cauliflower, or peel an artichoke, and you've got a perfect fractal.
Mm.
Fractal patterns are all around us, above us, within us. Trees are fractals. You know, repeated pattern of large and small branches and similarity to the smallest twigs, but we find that time itself is a fractal. And you often find that if you look at events in any human life in the same way that you might look at the fractal pattern, let's say in a tree, you discover that the themes recur in the leafings and branchings of happenings, events, moods, tragedies, comedies. And as you track these themes backward, you see great waves. If you go forward, you also see waves of similarity. For example, in my life, my major fractal pattern has to do with multiple cultures. I myself am Scotch-Sicilian and a little bit of Cherokee. That's already, you know, multicultural. I tell the story in the book about how my dad took me to the MGM studio when I was about 5 years old, and he left me alone.
Oh, I love that.
2 hours. But those 2 hours actually turned out to be no time, but they were... no time as we understand time, because in that two-hour period, I saw the complete collective unconscious of the human race go by. And Marie Antoinette, you know, because Hollywood in those days, MGM and its studios did something like, oh, what was it, I think 366 pictures a year. And I remember sitting on the stair and moving by as Marie Antoinette and the entire French court went by. I noticed that she was wearing...